early in the show was talking about the cost of a loan with interest rates increasing. So lenders, when they look at and evaluate who they want to lend money to, in terms of credit, one big aspect is credit cards and the balances on credit cards, how many credit cards you have, what your limits are. So I want to give you an example. We have Jim. Jim has 5 credit cards, and he's got a total limit of $50,000 that he could spend on those credit cards. He has a $20,000 balance, and his credit score is a 745. He's in the process of looking to buy a property, and he decides, you know, I only use 2 of my 5 credit cards, so I'm going to close them. Because I don't, you know, with security fraud and identity theft, why should I have all these credit cards I don't use? He closes 3 of his 5 credit cards, and his aggregate limit drops to $25,000. Now his $20,000 balances, his ratio, changes completely, and his score drops 60 points.
Oh, wait a second. So he had 5 credit cards.
And his balances were 20,000. His total limits were 50,000.
So he could borrow 50 and he borrowed 20, basically. Already.
He was at 80%.
Okay, and he just closed them down, figuring, like, just let me get rid of
them? He closed 3 of the credit cards because he wasn't using them. He didn't want it. So he reduced his aggregate limits down to $25,000.
Now, why wouldn't that be good?
Because his balance was $20,000. So he now has an 80% balance to limit ratio. So he's like maxed out on his credit cards.
So in other words, if he needed to borrow something else, he couldn't.
If he wanted to go now, his 745 credit score, which gives him the best interest rate, now drops because his balances are almost at the limits because he closed those limits. He reduced his aggregate limits. His credit score drops 60 points.
That's from closing the credit card?
Because now he no longer has a $50,000 limit because 3 of his credit cards were closed. So he reduced his limits down to $25,000, and his balance, that's $20,000, is now close to the limits.
And you know what? People, I wouldn't have until I met you. People don't realize. They just think, well, let me close the credit card. I don't need it right now.
So listen to what happens.
What happened?
He's going for a $700,000 loan, okay? So because now his score dropped below a 740, he's got to pay over $19,000 in closing costs.
What?
If he wants a 4% interest rate.
Right.
What?
That's it. If he doesn't have the extra $19,000 to pay in closing costs, he's going to pay 5% interest instead of 4% interest, which equals, over the 30-year life of the loan, $150,000 more.
Wait.
Okay, so let's back up.
Yeah, do that.
I have $50,000 of ability to charge on my 5 credit cards. Okay, so I have American Express. Right, limits. That's just my ability to charge up to. And I have a $20,000 balance on all of those credit cards, but I only use 2 of them. So the $20,000 is only on 2 mm-hmm. credit cards. And I'm thinking, you know, I have these 5 credit cards. What do I need them for?
Right.
I would think that. Right. So let me close 3 of them. I'll put all my balances on the 2 cards, get all my points and everything.
And you think you're being smart
right.
and cleaning things up.
I'm going to buy real estate in the next couple of months. I'm looking with a realtor for a property. What do I need to be extended with all these limits? Close 3 of the 5 credit cards, which now reduces my $50,000 aggregate limit down to $25,000. But now that my aggregate limit is $25,000, my $20,000 balances are practically kissing the limit. So now
That's
my
amazing.
Score drops 60 points. And my 740 threshold, which makes me the prime borrower that gives me the best interest rates, is gone.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Now my $700,000 mortgage that I'm going to pay over the course of 30 years is going to cost me $1.3 million instead of $1.2 million. Actually, $1.352 million instead of $1.2
million. All right, so what should that person... What should people know?
People should know that before they go and close any credit cards or anything, really, they need to evaluate their credit, see what their credit score is, and figure out what their long and short-term goals are.
Or should maybe they just call you?
Call you, yeah.
They could call me, too.
I'm calling you.
So this...
It's a lot easier.
Call me.
I like 411, information. I don't want to have to think of it in my own...
Exactly.
Just call.
Call me. So, the other example is Jim, who has a 710 credit score and has five credit cards with a $54,000 limit in total. Okay, that's his total limits. Mm-hmm. He has balances of $45,000, his total balances. His 710 credit score is not going to give him the best interest rate. He's going to pay that extra $150,000
right.
on the $700,000 loan. If he pays those balances down to $3,100 from $45,000, he's going to save himself $150,000 over the life of the loan.
Wow.
Because he paid his balances down to 7% of the limit. So he's taking his total limits are $54,000, and he's now at 80%, 85% of the limits in terms of his balance-to-limit ratio.
All right, so Tracy, let me ask you this, because, I mean, some people are home and some people are driving,
mm-hmm.
so they can't remember. Will you post this?
Yes.
It's
I'll
in your
post
book.
It on the Element site.
We're going to post it on Element.com, and Tracy does post all her stuff there and all her information so you can get to her. And she can sometimes, if you sometimes need a further explanation, many times.
I'll make
and
it
also
very
the
clear
book.
On, yes, and my book, Credit Score Power, also talks about all of this. But the point is, you really need to look at your credit and your credit card balances and closing credit before you apply for a loan way in advance. And the next time I'm on in 2 weeks, I'm going to talk more about other areas of what is evaluated with your credit when you're going to buy a